Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. I want to welcome back to the show a great man, President Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, thank you so much for spending the time. I know you got some busy days, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan.
So let me get right to it. You know, a lot of people are looking to you for leadership right now. We've there are a lot of hot issues. One of them has been these vaccine mandates. I'm engaged in my own personal fight with my radio syndicator over this now. But what's your feeling about this, these mandates and taking away of people's bodily sovereignty and forcing them to take something, candidly, Mr. President, they may not need. They may have natural immunity.
That's right. Well, in some cases they do. In other cases, they're very young. And, you know, I'm a little prejudiced because when you look at what I did with the vaccines, I got them done in 9 months, three of them, great ones. And now we have offshoots. And we also did great with therapeutics, with Regeneron and everything. So, you know, I come from that side. We're very proud of what we've done because everyone said it would take 5 years. It would never happen. And we got it done in less than 9 months. But with all of that, you need your freedoms. And frankly, they don't trust the Biden administration because if you remember when I left, there were no mandates being discussed. Everybody wanted to get the vaccine and everybody was fighting for it. Then they came out with a pause for Johnson & Johnson, which was a terrible thing to do. Over six people, of which they were better, they got better, but six people out of millions and millions of people, but that pause was bad. And all of a sudden you have a mandate situation and you have people fighting all over the country. We never had that problem when I was president, Dan, you know that. And
right.
Pretty incredible. But now you look at a big percentage of the New York City police force is going to be leaving, and the city is loaded up with crime already. And we have the worst mayor in history. I mean, there's never been a mayor. This is the worst mayor probably of any city, although I can name a couple that are pretty bad in our country also. In addition to him, as you know, you could name the same ones. But it's, you know, it's very sad when you look at what's going on, Dan. We didn't have a problem with mandates, and now they do. And you're going to have unemployment problems and you're going to have crime problems.
Yeah. It's a shame. I wanted to ask you a big topic of your administration has been the sovereignty of the United States and fortifying our borders, which you would think, Mr. President, that any president as the commander in chief would be concerned about borders. That would kind of be a thing. Unfortunately, many are not. Joe Biden seems to have wiped clean our southern border. And now there are rumors out there of a Biden administration initiative to propose $450,000 payments to illegal immigrants who violated our laws as payments for family separations. Your thoughts on that outrageous absurdity?
It's not even believable. And family separation, you know, nobody's done the border like that. We have the strongest border in the history of our country by far. Now we have the worst border, and drugs are pouring through. Not only people, drugs are pouring through. They're emptying out their jails from 100 countries. They're emptying out all their prisoners into our country. They're walking right across our border. What's happening is a disgrace. But on top of everything else now, they're giving $450,000 to illegal aliens that came in. One thing was separation. Now, when a person heard about separation, you know what happened and the reason for it? They didn't come to our country, so they wouldn't come. So we didn't have the problems like these people have right now where millions of people are pouring up. We're going to have 10 or 12 million people in 1 year into our country speaking many different languages. You know, you're talking about over 100 countries are coming in. Many of these people, unfortunately, are very ill. They're very sick with diseases that you're going to catch. And I mean, COVID is the least of it. All right. COVID is bad. They have a lot worse coming in. And they're just pouring into our country like water pours in. And it's going to be hell to pay. You have people coming in from the Middle East. You definitely have terrorists in the group. The people that came in the planes from Afghanistan, you definitely have terrorists in those people. I said 97%. Nobody knows who they are. It's a disgrace what's happened to our country. In a period of, I mean, I've heard you talk about it brilliantly. In a period of 9 months, they're destroying our country.
More in a minute, but first. If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Mr. President, inflation is clearly out of control. This was not an issue in your administration, because I believe, having spoken to you, we've had a nice relationship, that nobody gets the economic conditions like the man on the ground better than you. You've had to deal with it. You had to build in New York. I don't think people understand, me and you being New Yorkers, how hard that is. You're dealing with unions. People are always trying to shake you down. You're dealing with corrupt politics. I mean, right? My father, he was a building inspector on Long Island, Mr. President, and that's one of the reasons he admired you. He's like, you have no idea what these builders go through in New York City.
Yep.
So you got it done. You understood what interest rates mean and the damage they can do. And we had inflation nicely under control in your administration. Joe Biden gets in. He shuts down the supply side. He pays people to not work. We're not building anything. So a whole bunch of money is now chasing a bunch of products not being built. And as we said in my segment where we joked around, Trump Stradamus, you predicted this stuff, that this was going to happen. And look what happened.
I did. Well, look, inflation is going to be a very bad thing, and it's only going to get worse. A lot of it is driven by energy, Dan, because everything needs energy. If you make a product, if you do anything, you need energy. You have to truck it. You need it in your factories, but you have to deliver it, the planes, the trucks, everything. And it all needs energy. We were energy independent for the first time in the history of our country. They say 75 years, but it's really the history of our country. We didn't need anybody. We didn't need the Middle East. Now we're going back. I don't know if you saw, Biden is now going back and begging OPEC to send us oil. They're begging people to send us things. Russia, Saudi Arabia. It's just unbelievable. We were totally energy. We were bigger than Russia, bigger than Saudi Arabia by far. We were going to be double their size very shortly. And as you remember, gasoline was $1.87 when I left a gallon. Now it just hit $7.70 in California, and it's going to be there. It's going to go higher. It's going to go even higher. And when you're paying high energy, everything else is going up. A lot of it's driven by energy. We were energy independent for the first time, and now they're begging OPEC to send us energy. It's a disgrace. Incredible.
No, it is. It's embarrassing. I mean, it's making the country look like buffoons. But I'm not going to share any personal details. But one of the better conversations we had one time, you and I were talking, and I was really impressed with your depth of knowledge on interest rates and how all this works, given your time in the real estate business. And I don't think people understand, as interest rates go up to tame inflation, you know, when you're working with OPM, right, other people's money, like a lot of builders and a lot of people in the economy do, people want to be in on a project. You take other people's money as an investment. These interest rates going up and up and up are going to destroy all that. No one's going to invest in a project with a 5% return if they think they can wait a few months and get 10%. I mean, this is going to destroy the whole economy.
Well, you're almost too young for this, but during Jimmy Carter, the prime rate went up to 21 or 22%, and everything came to a halt. And it was just out of control. The country was out of control. That was caused by inflation. And the interest rates went so high that nobody could borrow money. It was like a whole disaster. And, you know, you could be heading for something like that. Look, we've never had a situation. We have thousands of ships out at sea and they have no prospect of being unloaded. Whoever even heard of that? You know, the things that are happening in our country, nobody's ever seen this before. I don't know if you've seen the recent picture. I saw one from yesterday, a satellite shot. It's so many ships out at sea, they're never going to be unloaded the way it is. And
yeah,
it's nobody ever thought this stuff was possible. And it's true. They've taken out incentives so that people aren't working. I mean, they're better off not working because of they do just as well or better. So they don't want to work anymore. And you're taking the incentive. You're really taking away the American dream. And it's a shame. We're going socialist and we're going communist. We have people setting up the Green New Deal done by AOC, who never knew anything about the environment. She didn't study the environment. She knew nothing about
yeah,
it. All
right.
of a sudden, she said 2 years ago, we had 12 years to live. The whole thing is crazy. The whole thing is absolutely crazy. And now he's over there. He's going to Scotland, to Glasgow, Scotland, on a meeting on the environment. And yet China and Russia aren't showing up. And India said they're not going to do it. So if they're not going to do it, we're only 5% of the entire, if you're talking about pollutants, we're less than 5%. So if China, India, Russia aren't going to be doing what we're doing, and they won't, never, because they want to continue to make money and be prosperous, what we're doing to our country is insane. If they're not going to do it, then we're going to be put in a position, we're the only one that's going to do it. That means we're not going to be able to compete. Our products are going to cost five times more. We have windmills being built all over the country, destroying our birds, destroying our landscape, destroying our oceans and our lakes. It's crazy. And you know where the windmills are made, Dan? They're all made in China and in Germany. We make nothing.
Which you warned about during your presidency. Last question, I'll let you go. I know you got to run. This disastrous spending bill, Joe Biden's wants to bankrupt us immediately. This spending bill, your thoughts on it? They want to spend now between $1 and $2 trillion. It's all on a bunch of pet projects, again, incentivizing people not to work and live off the government dole. Your thoughts on that?
It's a disaster. It's going to drive prices through the roof. It's going to be a disincentive to work. And it's going to be building things that we don't want to have built. It's going to be reliant on wind power, which is the worst and most expensive form of energy. It is. People have no idea how bad it is. And by the way, when they talk about wind and pollutants, when they're making those wind tunnels, if you're a believer in that, when they're making those big windmills and the massive steel, whether it's China or Germany, they're the ones that do it. The stuff going up into the air is worse than anything that could happen in this country from using fossil fuel. So the whole thing is ridiculous. And until we get the right people in office, we thought we had it. We were doing so well. Everything was good. We were respected again as a country, like totally respected. Now we're a laughing stock all over the world. After watching Afghanistan, China no longer has the fear of us. After watching Afghanistan, nobody does. Plus, they don't rely on us anymore because they say we're unreliable. We are a laughing stock all over the world, Dan.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Mr. President, thank you very much for your time. I deeply appreciate it. Congratulations on the announcement of your new platform. It exploded. Of course, the interest in you and your content is still out there. We can see that. So thank you very much for staying in the fight. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to your announcement about 2024. We hope if something happens, we'd love to hear about it.
Well, Dan, I'll just leave you with one little thought and one little statement.
Sure.
The good news, because it sounds like a pretty bad news deal. It can all be fixed and pretty quickly.
Thank you, sir. We know you know how to do it. So thank you very much for your time. We deeply appreciate
it. Thank you, Dan. Take care of yourself.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show, wherever you get your podcasts.